Canada got its name. In my reading, I've come across a number of interesting theories about the origin of the word Canada. For example, Theory 1. Portuguese explorers looking for slaves and not finding any scribbled the words Acadanada, meaning nothing here, on their maps. I think they must have discovered Saskatchewan. Second theory, although there were no German explorers, Canada somehow received its name from the German words Canada, pronounced Canada, which also means nothing there. In this case, they discovered Manitoba. The third theory, in reality, is Canada is probably a country named by mistake. If you follow this, while sailing down the St. Lawrence, Cartier overheard Donnacona's sons refer to their village as Kanata. Cartier apparently misunderstood what they were saying and assumed the word, which he pronounced as Canada, referred to the entire eastern woodlands region. In reality, I think the word Kanata means village or town or something like that, far smaller in scale than what Cartier had imagined. Cartier establishes a colony. Cartier managed to convince Donnacona to visit the King of France. The chief agreed to the plan, but never returned home again. I think he's currently buried in a cemetery somewhere in Paris, and he probably died of tuberculosis or typhus or leprosy or typhoid or whatever. Take your pick. It's amazing that anyone was alive in Europe considering how much disease there was. Now, when Cartier returned to the Iroquois without Donnacona in 1541, he probably thought to himself, awkward. Note that he thinks in English. Haha. All good French people think in English, right? Right? Anyway, not surprisingly, the Iroquois were a little irritated that their chief had not been returned to them. Consequently, Cartier's small colony was attacked by the Iroquois, and 35 colonists were killed and or eaten. Not too long after that, Cartier gave up on colonization altogether and sailed home, but not before he checked to see if he had turned off the sink.